个是一个非常好的，就是一个我们就是操练这个静默工作的这样的一个就是一个行动。
Now, why is this good?
那为什么这个非常的好呢？
It's because God whispers, He does not shout.
因为神总是低声的对人耳语，不会对人大声的喊话。
You remember the story of the prophet Elijah who wanted to hear the voice of God.
大家记得以利亚吗？先知以利亚他曾经想要听到上帝的声音。
And the first event that he encountered was a tremendous wind that was blowing.
就是第一个场景发生了，就是说，发生了非常大的这个强风。
So he went to the edge of the cave and he saw this wind just whipping around and everything was flying.
然后呢，他就躲到了这个洞穴中，看到外面这个狂风呼啸，然后卷起了任何可以卷起的东西，然后在天空飞舞。
And I just said, Elijah said, this is good. I'm going to hear the voice of God in the wind.
然后当时以利亚他心里就想，哦，这个是神要对我讲话了。
No voice, just wind.
但是却没有神的声音，只有风声。
The second event that happened was an earthquake.
那第二个场景呢，就是发生了非常大的地震。
And everything started shaking.
所有的东西都开始摇晃。
And the last place you want to be when everything is shaken in a cave.
你肯定是不想躲在山洞里的，就是当这样一个地震发生的时候。
But the earthquake happened and there was no voice.
就是当地震发生的时候，以利亚还是没有听到上帝的声音。
And the final event was a fire, a consuming fire just blowing around.
然后第三个场景呢，就是发生了非常大的火，熊熊的大火在燃烧。
But nothing happened in the fire.
但是就是在这样一个熊熊大火当中，依旧没有听到神的声音。
All we have is Elijah sitting there waiting to hear the voice of God.
所以以利亚能做的就是静静的坐在那里，等待神对他讲话。
And then God spoke.
然后呢，在火过后，然后听到了神微小的声音。
It was a whisper.
因为他是通过这样一个耳语来悄悄的对人讲话的。
Elijah needed to lean in and listen to the whisper of God.
以利亚呢，他需要侧身，然后去倾听神对他讲的话。
That's how God continues to speak to us.
这就是神如何对我们讲话。
Two words that we have to eliminate from our lives are one is busy and the other is hurry.
在我们的生活中呢，有两个词必须从我们的生活中剔除出去，一个是忙，另外一个就是急。
If you have busy and hurry in your life, you are not going to hear the voice of God.
如果你的生活中总是感到非常的匆忙，非常的着急的话，那你就听不到神的声音了。
Do you know that God wants to speak to you more than you want to hear from him?
我想就是大家了解到，其实神更想和你讲话，胜过你想听他讲话。
I meet a lot of people who say, well, I'm open-minded to what God wants in my life.
我遇到过很多人，他们自称说自己是非常开放思想的人，他们想要听到上帝对他们讲话。
But I asked them, have you created any quiet time to listen to God?
然后呢，我就问他们说，你是否就是为这样的一个交通，然后创造一个安静的环境吗？
And they say, no, I'm really busy and I'm always in a hurry.
然后呢，他们会说，不，我非常的繁忙，然后我没有这个时间去做这件事情。
If we are going to find strength to go on in the midst of a trial, we need to sit in silence.
如果我们想要找到继续前进的力量，那我们就必须得找一个安静的地方坐下来，静静的听。
Sit in a quiet place with your Bible open.
我们找一个安静的地方，安静的坐在那里，打开圣经。
And at the end of that time, say, God, is there anything that you want to say to me?
做完这一切之后呢，你要这样去求问神，说神啊，你想对我说什么吗？
And just sit in the quiet for 5 minutes.
你们只需要在那里静静的过5分钟就可以了。
And at the end of that 5 minutes, whatever thoughts that you've had in your mind, write them down on a piece of paper.
就在那五分当中，无论你脑袋里出现了任何想法，你都把它记下来。
And as time goes on and on, you're going to be picking up on the whisper of God in your conscience.
就是你每一天都去操练这样一个功课的话，你就可以听到神的耳语。
If you do that for just 5 minutes every day in the next week, you're going to find strength to keep going on.
所以从下周开始，如果你每一天都可以做五分钟这样一个功课的话，你会惊讶于你灵里的力量，你会蛮有能量和方向。
The second secret to finding strength to go on.
我们再来看一下第二点，就是继续前进力量的一个寻找它的一个诀窍。
Is to speak honestly to God.
向神说诚实话。
Could you read Lamentations 2:18?
Yeah. 我们来看耶利米哀歌的2:18，这样说道：锡安民的心哀求主，锡安的城墙啊，愿你的流泪成河，昼夜不息；愿你眼中的瞳仁泪流不止。
Jeremiah encouraged his brothers and sisters to pour out their pain and their suffering to God.
耶利米鼓励他的弟兄姐妹向上帝来倾诉他们的痛苦。
Expressing every emotion, every pain that was going on, every heartache that was inside, to just say, Lord, this is what's going on in my heart right now.
他鼓励弟兄姐妹就说要毫无保留地去向神去表达他们一切的情感，他们的痛苦，他们的失望，告诉神他们真实的感受。
David does this in the Psalms all the time.
因为大卫他在他的诗篇中经常这样去做。
He starts the psalm out saying, Lord, I'm depressed. I have no hope. Lord, I want you to kill my enemies.
他很多的这个诗篇全部都是这个样子开始的，说我非常痛苦，我非常的绝望，我想杀死我的仇敌等等。
So he's speaking honestly to God.
所以他在对神说诚实的这样的一个心意。
Now, why would we do this?
那为什么我们要这样去做呢？
Because these emotions become the fuel to propel us to go to the throne of God.
因为这些情绪正是推动我们来到上帝施恩宝座前的动力。
Let me illustrate it this way.
我们来这样去想这个问题。
Let's say that there is a bully in your children's classroom that's picking on your child all the time.
假设说就是你现在你的孩子，然后他同班有一个这样的一个霸凌者，然后呢，他总是来找你孩子的事情。
What do you want your children to do?
那你希望你的孩子怎么做呢？
Do you want them to hide their pain and say, oh, nothing, there's nothing wrong, everything's fine at school?
你是想你的孩子就是隐藏他们的痛苦，不去和你讲，只是和你说，哦，一切都很好，然后学校一切都运作正常。
You want them to live on massive doses of denial.
就这样让你的孩子独自承受这一切，然后一直过着全盘否定自己的生活。
Or do you want your children to come to you and say, Mommy, Daddy, there's a bully in school and he's picking on me and I'm really upset.
或者呢，你是希望你的孩子来到你的面前来向你倾诉说，我在学校里遇到了这样一个霸凌者，然后他天天来找我的事。我非常的感到非常的难受。
That's what God wants us to do.
这就是神想要我们去做的。
He wants us to come to him and tell us what's really going on, not what we think should be going on.
这就是神想让我们做的，来到他的面前去告诉他现在正在发生什么事情。
Health, strength is found in expression,Not suppression.
一个健康的心态，然后力量呢，全部都是从这个倾诉来找到的，而不是去压抑自己的这样的一个感受。
So the first secret is we're going to sit in silence.
所以我们第一个诀窍呢，就是要静默在神的面前。
The second secret is we're going to speak honestly with God. God, this is what's going on in my life right now.I am really upset in the middle of this COVID pandemic.
然后第二个诀窍呢，就是向神倾心吐意，说诚实话，说我现在真的是处在这样一个疫情泛滥的情况下，我感到非常的难过。
God, I don't think that I can keep going on. I don't have the strength to keep going on.
你向神真实的去表达，你说我现在真的是感觉失去了所有的力量去继续我的生活。
And let the tears flow like a river as you are speaking honestly to God.
当我们向神真实的去说出我们想法的时候，就像经文中告诉我们的一样，让你的眼泪像河水一样流淌。
There's a third secret.
那第三个诀窍，我们来看一下。
And that is swap fear for faith.
就是将恐惧变为信心。
Swap.Fear for faith.
把恐惧变为信心。
Could you read Lamentations 3:55 to 57?
Okay. 我们来看耶利米哀歌的三章五十五到五十七节。耶和华啊，我从深牢中求告你的名，你曾听见我的声音，我求你解救，你不要掩耳不听。我求告你的日子，你临近我说不要惧怕。
And I want you to circle three key phrases in there. First of all, is you. This is God speaking.
就是我想在这里头强调三个关键字。首先是你。
And then you said. He's God's communicating.
然后他说，是神说。
And then circle do not fear.
最后一个关键词是说不要惧怕。
The number one advice from God in the Bible is do not fear.
就是我想给大家一个就是从神而来的给我们的一个建议，就是说我们不要惧怕。
In a crisis, when we're being squeezed, we feel all kinds of emotions.
在我们身处磨难中的时候，我们会感觉到各种各样的情绪涌来。
We can feel grief and confusion and doubt and anger and frustration.
这些情绪包含悲伤、困惑、怀疑、愤怒、沮丧。
But the most damaging emotion is that of fear.
但是有一种情绪呢，比其他的情绪更加致命，就是恐惧。
Ann Landers was a advice columnist in newspapers in America for decades.
就是这个 Ann Lander 这个人呢，他是一个多年来在写专栏，然后做这个心理咨询的一个作家。
She would receive over 10,000 letters a day.
她每一天都会收到超过一万封信。
And once she was asked, Ann, what is the most common problem that people write about?
有一次当她被问到说人们最常写到的个人问题是什么的时候。
And without hesitation, she said fear. People are paralyzed by fear.
他毫不犹豫地就说到恐惧，人们被这个恐惧都要折磨疯了。
Everybody on this Zoom call has some type of fear that you're dealing with in your life.
我相信就是我们现在在线的人，然后肯定也有你自己所恐惧的东西。
And usually what we do with these fears is we try to hide them.
我们通常就是对付这个恐惧的手段就是说隐藏它。
Or we try to numb them.
或者呢，就是我们假装没有他们。
But that's not the way to get rid of fear.
但是呢，这个真的是没有办法去真实的去克服这个恐惧的。
The way to get rid of fear is to swap fear for faith.
那就是我们克服恐惧的这个办法是什么呢？就是把恐惧变为信心，替代掉。
All right, I'm going to teach you something called replacement theory.
我要给大家就是讲一个替代理论。
I want you to think of the number four.
我想大家就是大家想一下这个数字四。
Number four is in your mind.
四这个数字现在在你的脑袋当中。
Now I want you to forget the number four. Don't think of it.
现在我想大家就是把这个数字再忘掉，不要去想它了。
Don't think of four.
不要再去想这个数字了。
Some of you are still thinking of four.
你们这里头好多人还是在想这个数字。
Stop it.
停下来，不要想了，不要再去想了。
Some of you still are thinking of four.
你们现在还有人在想。
Okay, how do we not think of number four?
所以就是大家想一想，我们怎么可以把这个四给就是从脑袋中剔除掉？
Think of number seven.
我们去想一下数字七吧。
I like the number 21. That's a great number.
我喜欢21这个数字。
So when I put that new number in my mind, the old number goes away.
所以当你把就是脑袋里头去想一个新的数字的时候，你这个旧的数字就不存在了。
The way to overcome fear is to replace it with faith.
所以呢，今天要给大家讲的这个也是，就是你把这个脑袋中的恐惧替换掉的一个方式。
And God has three antidotes to fear. The first is truth.
上帝在这里教导了我们三个取代恐惧的这样的一个办法。第一个就是真理。
In John chapter 8, verse 32, it says, Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
在约翰福音的八章三十二节说到，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Truth is the antidote to fear.
真理呢是这个去除恐惧的解药。
A study was done at the University of Pennsylvania, and they found that 91% of the things that we fear never occur.
在这个 Pennsylvania, 他这个大学里头曾经做过一个调查，就说我们所担心的 90% 的事情永远都不会发生。
Someone has said that fear is false evidence appearing real, the acrostic.F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real.
就是曾经有人这样去描述恐惧啊，说它是真实存在的，基于虚假证据所产生的感受。
So we have to tell ourselves the truth to overcome fear.
所以呢，我们需要让这个真理来进入我们的心中去对抗这个恐惧。
The second antidote is love.
那第二个解药是爱。
1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Could you read that one?
Yeah. 然后我们看约翰一书的这个四章十八节说到，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
When you have ultimate love for someone, there's no room for fear.
就是这句话意思是什么呢？就是说当我们心中充满爱的时候，那我们就没有这个恐惧的位置了。
If your child is out in the middle of the street and a car is coming and going to hit the child, you set aside all fear and you push the child to safety.
当我们的孩子在马路中央的时候，这个时候有一个急速的行驶来的汽车，那这个时候呢，父母出于爱，他会冲出来去保护自己的孩子，然后这个爱呢，就会战胜这个恐惧。
Because you love that child, you don't even think about fear.
因为你太爱孩子了，你甚至不会考虑恐惧。
And if you fill your life with God's love, there's not a place for fear to be there.
所以当你用上帝的爱来充实自己生活的时候，那你呢就不没有这个心思再去想恐惧的事情了。
And the final antidote is faith itself.
最后一个这个解药是信心。
It says in Hebrews that without faith, it's impossible to please God.
如果没有信心的话，我们是没有办法去取悦我们上帝的。
Now, faith doesn't eliminate fear. It just gives us strength to overcome it.
信心呢，它其实不能够完全的消除这个恐惧的感觉。
So where do we get this faith, this love, and this truth from?
那我们从哪里可以去得到这个爱就是真理还有信心呢？
We do not get it from a formula or religion.
我们不是通过一个这个既定的配方或者是从一个这个宗教来获得。
Truth, love, faith all come from a relationship with Jesus Christ.
关于真理、爱还有信心，全部都来自于我们和神之间的这样的一个关系。
And if fear is dominating your life, you need to know Jesus personally.
如果你发现你的生活被这个恐惧占据了，那你这个时候最需要寻求的就是和上帝重新建立关系。
And with Jesus inside, you'll be able to swap fear to faith.
如果说主耶稣基督他在你的心中的话，那你就可以轻而易举的把这些恐惧来完全替换掉。
The fourth secret is this, to secure yourself in the promises of God.
第四个诀窍呢，就是确保自己在上帝的应许当中。
And there's many promises in Lamentations, but I'm going to just pick out four of them.
耶利米哀歌中呢，有很多的应许，但是我这里就挑选其中的两个。
The first is found in Lamentations 5:21.
第一个呢是耶利米哀歌的5:21.
Could you read that?
Yeah. 耶和华啊，求你使我们向你回转，我们便得回转。求你重新，我求你复兴我们的日子，像古时一样。
God wants to restore and renew each one of us.
这个应许呢，是说神他想要重新恢复、更新我们每一个人。
We need to believe that God can take broken people, broken situations, and mend them together into something good.
我们要永远的去相信，就是神他可以把一个破碎的环境、一个破碎的人，然后转变为一个好的方向。
God, Jesus promises us that when we are in Him, we become a new creation.
神曾经来应许过我们，就说如果我们在他里面的话，那我们就是一个新造的人。
We need to believe the promise that God wants to restore us and renew us.
我们要相信神对我们的计划，他想要恢复更新我们。
God can help people start over even after tragedies and crises and bad things that happen in their lives.
即使我们在经历了很多的这个悲剧、磨难以及坏的事情，但是神他总是非常的擅长让所有事情重新开始。
Getting a new life and a fresh start, that's God's specialty.
他可以让我们有新的生活、新的起点、新的方向，这个就是神他特别的地方。
But you have to hold on to, you have to secure the promise for yourself.
但是呢，你必须要抓住神的应许，你必须把它牢牢地抓在手中。
The second promise is Lamentations 5:19.
第二个应许呢，是耶利米哀歌的5:19，这样说道，耶和华啊，你存到永远，你的宝座到万代。
God promises us that he's still on his throne right now.
上帝应许说他掌管一切，他仍旧在他的宝座上。
God will still be on his throne Wednesday morning at 8:00.
他在我们早晨8:00的时候，他就在那里。
In spite of all the things that can happen, even the Babylonians, God is still on his throne.
尽管我们现在身边有这种悲剧的发生，尽管巴比伦这些他们做了非常恶劣的事情，但是神就在那里，所有的一切都在他的掌控中。
Which means we need to believe the promise of God that he is in total control of everything in our lives.
所以我们当全然的去信靠神，相信所有的一切都在他的手中。
One of the most refreshing things that I can say is, I'm not in control.
我觉得最好的一个方式就是我们去宣告说我们自己其实并不掌控任何东西。
I can't handle everything that's going to come into my life.
当我的生命中发生各种各样的事情的时候，其实我自己是完全没有办法去控制这些事情的。
But I don't have to, because God will.
但是呢，我知道我其实并不需要去应对，因为我的神他会帮助我去应对。
The secret to crisis control is Christ's control.
所以战胜这些苦难的诀窍就是让基督来掌权。
Lord, I'm going to let you handle this situation because you're on your throne.
所以呢，我们应该对神这样来说，说主啊，我让你来帮我来处理，因为你是那掌管万物的主。
Let's go to a third one. That's Lamentations 3:19-23.
我们再来看一个应许，是在耶利米哀歌的3:19-23。 这样说道：耶和华呀，求你纪念我如阴沉和苦胆的困苦窘迫，我心想念这些，就在里面幽梦，我想起这些事，心里就有指望。我们不致消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因着他的怜悯不致断绝。每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
Underline here, I have hope.
我们来看一下这里头的一个关键字，就是说我心里有指望。
And underline because of the Lord's great love.
还有一个就是说因为他的怜悯不致断绝。
This is what you need to hold on to, this promise. God loves you.
所以呢，在这个应许当中，我们需要抓住的就是神赐给我们的应许，说他永远爱我们。
Secure that promise. Believe that promise in your heart.
所以呢，你们要敞开你们的心啊，然后用你的心去紧抓这个应许，记住这个应许。
And it says here that they're new. His faithfulness is, his mercies are new every morning.
大家看这里还写到说，每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
So every day you can get a new dose of God's love and His grace and His mercy.
所以呢，这就是意味着说，每一天早晨的时候呢，你们都会可以从每一天早晨都是新的，你们都会从神那里得到他的怜悯，他的爱。
One last promise, and that is Lamentations 3:24.
最后一个应许呢，是在耶利米哀歌的3:24，我心里说，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。
When you have Jesus, you have all that you need in life.
当我们的生命中有主耶稣基督的时候，我们就拥有了生命中所需要的一切。
There'll probably come a time in all of our lives when we're going to realize that all we have is God.
在我们生命中的某一刻，也许你会突然间意识到我们所需要的一切就是我们的神。
And then we're going to find out that that's all we need.
然后呢，你就会发现这是我们所需要的一切的东西就是神。
The Lord is my portion.
因为主他是我的王。
There is no crisis in life. There is no squeezing situation that is stronger than Jesus.
因为呢，生活中没有任何的磨难可以比他更大。
There is no tragedy so great that he can't give us strength and the power and the energy to handle it.
人生中也没有任何的悲剧可以大到严重到让他都没有办法来赐予我们力量和能量。
So here's the secret to finding strength to going on.
所以呢，这个就是我们来处理，就是继续，可以找到继续前行力量的一个诀窍。
First of all, sit in silence.
首先呢，就是我们要静默在神的面前。
Then speak honestly to God. Tell him what's on your heart.
然后呢，用我们的心诚实的对神讲话。
Then swap.Your fear for faith.
把我们内心的恐惧替代为信心。
And finally, secure yourself in the promises of God.
最后一点呢，就是我们要紧紧地抓住神的应许。
Lord, I pray for all of us as we go into this week.
主啊，我们为我们所有的弟兄姐妹献上祷告。
There will be trials and situations that come up and squeeze us.
主啊，我们知道我们人生中会遇到各种各样的磨难来磨练我们。
But we pray, Lord, that we would fill our hearts with these great secrets and have the resources to thrive even in trials.
主啊，我们真的是祷告，当我们在经历这样一个苦难的时候，我们可以紧紧地抓住你的应许，记住你所赐给我们这些诀窍。
In Jesus' name I pray.
祷告不配，乃是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。阿门。
Amen.